This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Let's take a pokey break and break down some Pokemon. I am Professor Chris G, and on the other line with me is my partner to the end of this whole journey. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here and, kind of starting this new little side project we're going to be coming at you with every month. It's kind of going to float in terms of when it falls, but, we just wrapped up the Ash's final arc, so we figured this would be a perfect time to kind of take a breath and, kind of figure out how we feel, kind of figure out where we're sitting, and kind of get you caught back up to where we were before we took our little detour. So I'm excited to get into it.
Me too, bro. Me too. And for those that did not listen to all 11 episodes that we did, this little journey, we announced it on the last episode. Basically, once a month, we are just going to kind of, quote unquote, let our hair down, talk a little bit of Pokemon, give a little bit of more insight as to what we just covered, which in this case would be the Ash arc. So we're going to kind of dive into that and kind of see how we feel about it now that it's officially over. Maybe talk about a little bit of the Pokemon Horizons, the series that's getting ready to come up. And as of this recording, we'll be premiering as of next week. So we can go ahead and give some predictions there and kind of end with where we ended off in Kanto and Black and White, Doug, before we start that up again next week.
Because it's been a minute.
Yeah, 3 months, yes.
Yeah, so.
It's going to be very weird going back to the originals when we've been dwelling on the latest episodes for so long now. So
right.
But at least, I mean, we have an end goal with Ash now. Well, a quote-unquote end goal. I don't know if this is the last time we're seeing Ash. I highly doubt it.
I'd be shocked.
So.
Well, because essentially, I mean, they closed the door, but they opened a window right back up.
Yeah. Closed the door, but Ash's mom walked into his bedroom and said, he'll be back soon.
So, he'll be back. I mean, look, he left his dirty sneakers. He didn't throw them out.
Yeah. So. But, all right. Let's kind of jump into this, bro. So, 11 episodes. We went through 11 episodes of the Ash's final episodes, which they premiered in Japan. It has not been translated over into English yet, but they do have the English subtitles out there. And we basically followed Ash into his last little bit of journeys after becoming champion. And boy, did he do a lot of nothing, but also a lot of something. But I mean, I guess it wouldn't be an Ash episode if we didn't have a lot of nothing with just a little bit of something in the episodes. And I mean, if you listen to those reviews, you kind of know what we're talking about. But how do you feel after watching those? Because you're not too big on watching like stuff in a different language. You kind of like to wait for it to be translated into English. So what was your experience like going through this, Doug?
Yeah, traditionally I'm either reading something or I'm watching something. I'm not trying to do both at the same time. No, I mean, this is one of those things where, like, I think we've decided that we're going to wait. Well, I mean, obviously we have, because we are. We're waiting until the actual, like, championship winning episodes are on Netflix, and then we're going to cover them.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we can retroactively go back and say that that was an honest decision, because we were still trying to get our feet under us in terms of what we wanted the podcast to be. So it's easy to go back and make that decision in hindsight. But with this...
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to say, that's the perk of this podcast. And with us putting out the episodes the way that we do, we have the freedom to bounce around. I mean, I know it might frustrate some that are trying to follow a week-to-week episode franchise, but I mean, we can literally put out whatever episodes we want at this point. I mean, it'll be beneficial for us to kind of keep a little bit of a flow, but we can literally put anything out there and put the title and review those episodes in hindsight, and just like how we're going to do the championship ones when those drop on Netflix.
Well, but with this, I feel like we had, because we knew going into it, it was going to be 11 episodes and then it was going to be it.
Yes.
So we had an entry point. You know, they were easy enough to track down. Like, okay, we've gone, you know, far enough. We can take a left turn and we can come back, you know, and because I think, you know, if we'd have just said, okay, that's something that we can kind of keep track of, the rear view mirror, we got so far down the line. Like, I mean, you know, your running joke is, well, we have an endpoint, and, you know, however far off that is, you know.
1,234.
Right. So there you go. But it's like, no, this is going to be topical. I feel like if we would have tried to break off and cover Ash, you know, winning the championship when it was happening, I don't know if we would have had the strength, but that's not the right word, to like cover it accurately, because we were still trying to figure out what we were doing in a way.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, there was parts where I struggled in these last 11 episodes, you know, just in terms of the Pokemon, like, because, I mean, I watch this stuff on the periphery, but, like, these Pokemon, it's like, they're cool, but I have no idea what your name is, you know?
Like, and
my knowledge.
And being introduced to them in Japanese probably didn't help at all either with that.
No, and that's something I don't understand. Like, I thought proper names were proper names in any language, but, like, no, Ash is Satoshi, and, you know, Misty's, you know, Kitsume, and it's like, no, can't we all just be Jeff and Tom, you know?
You know, but I did catch you a few times that, like, reviewing these episodes, you actually started calling Ash Satoshi, like, to the point where you were actually getting used to Ash's name just being Satoshi. I mean, maybe he looks like a Satoshi. I mean, what to you, do you prefer Ash or do you prefer Satoshi?
I prefer Ash, but, you know, when you're looking at 11 episodes of him being called Satoshi in the subtitles, you know, I'm not a smart man, but something's going to seep in.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right. There was a couple times in the last couple episodes I would just say Satoshi without even thinking about it and have to backtrack. So, you know, that's a fun little drinking game for anybody out there listening. How many times does he call him Satoshi without even thinking about it? But yeah, like, in terms of the overall episodes, I mean, they were really good. Like, you know, I still catch myself buzzing about the finale, but
that was a really good send-off.
It was. I mean, you can't really poke too many holes in it. I mean, you could nitpick and say, Boy, I wish him and Gary would have had, you know, one final proper battle, but they might not have had enough time to do it. I mean, you maybe could have supersized the episode a little bit, but, you know, I don't know, like, scheduling and stuff.
No, that budget went into Pokemon Horizons, the series, for that first episode.
Yeah, I know. I saw, apparently it's got to be an hour long, so, you know.
And I'm excited for that.
And I think we should just address it right now. I don't think we're going to cover it, like, next week. We might, we reserve the right to maybe call an audible if we're coming up on, like, a Black and White or a Kanto episode that neither one of us are kind of necessarily jazzed about, like... I think we reserve the right to text one another at some point and go, you want to cover New Horizons, just the pilot? Yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we also reserve the right. I mean, we have these new Poke Breaks where we could easily just chit-chat about the episode, or maybe we just watch it, and on one of our Poke Breaks, we just say, hey, well, what the fuck, We're going to sit down and we're going to talk about these episodes or what's going on in the episodes if we're not going to break it down like word for word like we normally do. But what's to stop us now with these once a month episodes of sitting down and just saying, so this new season's crap, or I'm actually pretty intrigued by this new series that they're bringing out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I fully expect that's probably how we're going to start the episode in May.
Yep.
You know, we'll talk about, you know, what's been going on, you know, how we're liking it, if we're liking it, like you said. And, you know, this is the first one where we're kind of, you know, taking a step back and hitting the reset button a little bit. Like I said, this is going to be easier when you know, New Horizons drops, or when there's news about a video game, or, you know, Jason Page puts out new music, or, you know, what have you.
And I might have to ask him, but I actually did just speak with Jason Page. It was about the last episode, so I had to have been like 2 weeks ago. It was the day after the last episode of the arc premiered, and he asked, he said, so how did you like the episode? And I was like, well, I was like, I thought it was pretty good. I was like, it was about Ash kind of contemplating what it meant to be a Pokemon master. And he alluded to that, I mean, it's out now, so I mean, I can say it, but he alluded to that he was making a farewell song for Ash, and he did, yeah, and he did. So it's out there. If you follow Jason Page on Instagram, I'm not sure if it's on YouTube, but if you go on his Instagram account at Jason Page, you can hear his new song. It's on there. And he also, yeah, you have to give that a listen. So nice little shout out. And he also did a Poke Rap mashup with some YouTubers recently as well. So where they actually went through all the Pokemon. So that.
Oh, you mean like the rap that you owe us?
The rap that will happen next week, maybe.
Yeah.
yes, that Poke Rap. But yeah, he they did a metal cover to the Poke Rap song.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's on there as well. You can search on that. I know that one's on YouTube. So, but go on the Instagram and follow Jason Page, the original Pokemon theme song singer. He has some new content up there, and if you're feeling froggy, go ahead and, I mean, he has a whole shop now where you can get all sorts of Jason Page stuff, items, maybe you want to buy a Pokemon card from him that's signed. He actually has his own Pokemon card. So go on there. And he has a lot to offer. So just a nice little free plug for our friend.
Free? No, the invoice is in the mail.
Yes, yes, yes. I hope so.
I mentioned it a second ago, and I mean, this is kind of freewheeling because there's not much outside of we knew how we wanted to start and we knew how we want to end. But I brought it up briefly there for a second. How are you doing with the new Pokemon video games? Have you made any progress? Are you done? Are you bored?
To be honest, I got bored of Scarlet and Violet after a while. I'm waiting just like everybody else for the new DLC content that's going to be coming out. They announced that we're getting two new DLC content with the video game. So I'm just waiting for those to come out. There's some new Pokemon. I'm not sure if we're getting some new starters for the DLC content. I do know we're getting a new part of the map that they're filling out. I'm just waiting just like everybody else. I know it's not Pokemon, but I'm kind of getting hype on this whole Legends of Zelda Kingdom or Tears of the Kingdom, I think is what it's called. And I'm getting pretty hype about that video game that's getting ready to come out pretty soon too. So yeah, it's a good time to be a Pokemon fan, but kind of a boring time right now video game wise because Niantic on Pokemon Go just pissed off a whole lot of fans in the game.
Oh.
Oh yeah. There's a whole big petition going on, and I guess hey, this is the podcast to fucking talk about it.
Yeah. See, okay. this is listen to me. I was just trying to bullshit.
So Niantic stated, so when COVID happened, and people were not able to go out and play Pokemon Go the right way because people weren't getting together properly, they came up with an idea called remote raids. And you would get remote raid passes, and these remote raid passes used to be about, I think it was like, get 3 for 250 points. Everybody. So, and here, I'm going to fire up my version of the game, and I'm going to convert this over into like money for all of you. So all of you that are listening can kind of put into perspective as to why us Pokemon Go fans are a little pissed. So they are trying to get people to go back out now that everything has been lifted here in the U.S. They're trying to get everyone to get back together, go out, do these raids the right way, no more remote raids. And if you want to do remote raids, you have to pay a premium for it. So, All right, I got the shop open right here. So for 250 points, you're looking at, basically, you would have to buy $3 worth of Pokemon coins. So they went from 250 points for three remote raid passes. As of today, everybody, April 6th, the day that we were all dreading, the stock went up. And for three remote raids, it's 525 coins. Which is you get 550 coins for $5. So for every time that you want to do a raid, you have to give them $5.
God damn.
To get three remote raids. And not even just that, but they put a cap on how many remote raids you can do within one day. It used to be, as of yesterday, it was as many raids as you want to do with remote raids. As long as you have a remote raid pass, you can join a raid, you can do it. Now, there's a cap. So they said, okay, you can do X amount of remote raids per day after you hit that cap. If you want to do remote raids, you better get all of your friends together and go and get a raid done. Now, on the flip side, and I know it doesn't revolve around everybody, but there's people that live in rural areas. And and in these areas, remote raid passes were kings to them because they would have to drive miles just to get to a Pokestop, let alone a Pokemon gym, and let alone having to meet up with enough people, because in order to do a five-star raid, you either need four people or more that are a level 40 or higher in the game, or if people are not at level 40, you need at least six people to defeat a five-star raid. And people that live in rural areas or that don't have a lot of friends that play the Pokemon Go game where you can all go and meet up, these remote raid passes, you can make friends with someone that lives in Chicago and they can invite you to a raid and you can be right at home and be able to do these raids. But now they're forcing everyone to go back out. And I know that's the quota for Pokemon Go. Don't force us to do this with remote raids. I mean, I get it for catching Pokemon, just regular Pokemon. Why are you putting a cap on the remote raids? I mean, we're still conversating. People are still meeting up. You're still getting money off of this. That's where you're getting your premium. That's why you didn't take it fully away, because you know you're making money on it. If you wasn't making money on it and you really wanted it to go away, they could have taken remote raids completely out of the game and just said, people just go back out. But they kept it in the game and they just jacked up the price on it. I don't agree with it.
Well, I don't understand. And first and foremost, you did a fantastic job summarizing all of that. And if this is what we can look forward to, I mean, hopefully we're not, you know, subjected to, hopefully everybody behaves themselves and we don't get a rant a month. But if we get a rant a month, I mean, that's just good content. But I don't understand, because one of the underlying things about these, you know, phone apps, you know, whether it's Tapped Out or whether it's Pokemon Go or whether it's, you know, name your play to, you know, Marvel Snapped, you know, name your favorite mobile game, time waster, however you want to categorize it. The good ones you can play without spending real money.
Yes.
Because the game gives you enough opportunities to get the quote-unquote premium currency just through playing the game. The great ones, you're like, you know, I feel like spending $5 a month or whatever, you know, to kick in. Because, yeah, it's a big company, but I'm enjoying playing it and I want to do my part.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal, the underlying goal, is to get you to spend money one way or the other. So I don't understand Niantic putting a cap on letting people spend money. I mean, you could sit there and say, well, no, that's good on them because they know that certain people just sit there and pump money. I understand that, but you can't be cool with it. Then just all of a sudden throw up a flag and say, no, we're, you know, there's a hard out. It's like, you know, if it was between that and maybe lowering the price so it wasn't so hard on people, like $5 a raid, I mean, that's steep as shit.
Exactly. And okay. And I'm hearing, let's see. Hear us, changes will only be, okay, here we go. So, oh, fuck off. with the disable my ad blocker bullshit. I hate this stuff.
What did I tell you about watching porn while we do the podcast? You know, just give me an hour and then you can go back to doing whatever you do.
Shut up, Doug. Shut up. All right. Let's see. All right. I'm actually trying to look up updates to the... Okay, here we go. Updates to the Pokemon Go's remote race. I want to get the exact amount as to... how many raids you can do. Okay, you can only do five remote raids per day.
Okay, so you're looking, they're capping it at $25.
Yes. So, so five remote raids, so you get three passes for $5. So you're looking at spending about $10. Okay. Cause you're going to have that. You're going to have that extra, you're going to have that extra coin. But what they've already done in the remote raid. So during COVID, for some of these remote raids, they made the Pokemon less harsh to deal with. But after COVID was lifted, these Pokemon are harder to battle even when you have a remote raid pass, and the more people that you have playing locally, they do more damage. But if you're playing with a remote raid pass, your Pokemon does not do as much damage as if it was doing it at the actual gym. So they've already taken away the power punches that we can really do with the remote raid pass. And now you're, I mean, they're just forcing people back out. I mean, and I get it. I do. Trust me, 1,000%. I get it. But I fall into the category where I don't meet up with people to go play Pokemon Go. I play by myself. My son doesn't really play it anymore. And I go out and I do these challenges. I do have some friends that play Pokemon Go, but we're not sitting here going, okay, there's a raid here. We got to go.
How many times have you called me and said, all right, I'm going to be out for about 15 minutes.
Yep. So I'm just...
And that's just you driving around and hitting up stops or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not even doing raids at that point. So it's just, I don't know. I feel a certain way. There's a huge petition going on. And I really don't think Niantic is really going to blink an eye as to lifting this, because they kind of put their foot down. I know the petition thing worked a while ago with the radius thing, because they made the radius less they made the radius smaller for Pokemon that can spawn around you and you have to actually walk. But people made a petition and they're like, well, I can't get around that quick, or I can't move that quick, and I was relying on the bigger space so I don't have to fully go all the way down the block to be able to do this. And Niantic put the radius back to what it was during COVID, when people had to social distance, and made it a thing for that's permanent. But now they're trying to just, like, there's already certain raids. They have these elite raids now in the game that you cannot use a remote raid pass with, and that you actually have to physically go to these gyms and have enough people in order to do these raids. I don't know. I haven't competed in one elite raid yet because I don't know enough people to do it. And I know there's groups online and I'm a part of a few groups, but I don't live in Chicago, and the people that I live around, there's not enough people that's over here that's going to go and meet up at the park down the road in order to play this game. And it's just, it's really inconvenient. And I'm starting to have my last gripe with them. Like, I'm still playing. I haven't boycotted the game yet, but I think I'm almost getting to that point.
Well, and I think, you know, I think we all reach our boiling point. I mean, because it's never something significant. Like, it's never some big sweeping thing. It's always just a bunch of little, like little rinky-dink changes, and they all add up.
Yes.
And those little rinky-dink changes always add up more than the one big one, because the one big one, it might knock you back, but you get used to it over time. But if every time you log on, like every other week you log on, something's different, it's like, well, God, I'm not even playing the same game anymore.
Yeah. And if I can say this, I'm really not playing the same game that I was playing a while ago, because for the past 3 years, we've all gotten used to playing Pokemon Go. There is an app called Poke Raids, where people get together on the app and they invite people to go and do these raids together, and they talk together. It's just a group, and it's about people communicating and just being happy to being able to play these games. And like, I don't know, I do have a luxury of being able to get around, but I feel for the people that can't drive, that want to play this game, that live in rural areas, that live in the middle of nowhere, and they're not able to do this stuff anymore. They were able to find these Pokemon raids and get some raid passes. Maybe they were lucky enough to pay for some of this stuff, and they can do the raids from the comfort of their own couch in order to still try to play the game and have fun. Mm-hmm. Now we can't do that.
And like I say, it doesn't make sense from an overall standpoint for Niantic to be consistently frustrating their player base to the point where you're putting out multiple petitions.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I understand people can start a petition for whatever, you know, and it'll gain some traction, whether it's serious or whether it's like, I saw one the other day. It was, this is a while back, it was like something like, oh, cancel Caillou or something.
I've seen many of those.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, for every like serious one, there's like 10 like meme ones or whatever. But you have to be frustrated to some level to even think about doing the petition in the first place, let alone actually going through with it and trying to circulate it and get signatures. And then, you know, when it does pick up some traction, like you said, the one with the radius, and now, you know, this whole situation, you know, is there going to be a mass exodus to the point where they have to seriously consider, you know, is there a future in the game? I mean, I know the game has to still be making money because Pokemon is a popular franchise. But, you know, I just saw the other day that Futurama's play-to-win game is shutting down, or is shutting down at the end of the month.
Futurama? Really?
Mm-hmm. Right, and see, that's the problem. The fact that you reacted like that means you had no idea Futurama even had one of those games.
No.
So, I mean...
So...
You know... But apparently that one was really bad. Like, you couldn't do diddly without spending real money, and that's not a good one.
No.
No. Paying money to these free-to-play games should be, like, a reward for the game more than you, because, I mean, it's your money, but it shouldn't be a requirement.
Like, you should reward the players for wanting to spend money on your game. And after every X amount of dollars that they spend on your game, they get an incentive. I mean, that's how I think all games that are pay to play should be.
Yes.
So, I mean, like let us know that you're happy that we're buying your product. You're a multi-million dollar company now. Pokemon Go is what made Niantic what Niantic is, because they failed on a few other games. Like, they had a whole Harry Potter game that they made off of the same type of map that Pokemon Go was on. And they tried the whole Pikmin thing. I think Pikmin's still living, but I don't think it's as popular as Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go is its bread and butter.
Pikmin's got a little bit of a base, but it's nowhere near Pokemon.
Yeah. So, just I don't know. I don't see the point of running off your audience. Like, once you make a decision on something in the game, given the fact that yes, we are in the middle of a pandemic and that's the reason that you did it, but you made those efforts and then you profited off of it. So just stick with it. I mean, you're still profiting. I don't know. But to answer the long-winded question, am I okay with Pokemon games? I'm okay with them. I have gotten bored with the Scarlet and Violet, like I said. I'm a little frustrated with Pokemon Go as of today. Ask me in a couple weeks how I feel.
Right. And I will. I'll probably ask you, I'll probably ask you next month. I'll do like a little gaming check-in corner. Do like, because I did want to circle back, and I'm glad I remembered before we moved on and I had to like tack it out at the end. You mentioned DLC for Scarlet and Violet. Do we have dates on those?
Oh, we do. We do. I don't know what it says. And then it says part one comes out in fall 2023. Part two is in winter of 2023. So
okay, so we'll put a pin in those, so it's not like something we can cover next month.
No.
We'll put a pin in those and we'll make sure, and I'm sure you have access to those because I know you probably purchased a season pass or whatever.
I mean, I haven't purchased it yet. I think it might come with, because Nintendo has a thing called Nintendo Plus or whatever, Plus Expansion Pack. And I think I get it for free. Otherwise, I don't mind plopping down. It's $35 for the DLC. So I don't mind plopping that down because I do enjoy these DLCs.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll look into that, and like I say, that'll be, I think we can probably make a regular feature out of, like, Gaming Corner, whether it's, you know, something, a new game for the Switch, or,
yep,
you know, like you said, an update on the Pokemon Go situation. I mean, we can, you know, we can work with that.
So, any persuasion on getting into any more of these Pokemon games for yourself, bro?
No, I think I'm good with my PS5. Thank you very much, Frozen. Thank you.
Still no luck, people. Still no luck.
Not even a little bit. Not even wiggling a little bit.
but yeah. So let's see. All right. So I think now is kind of a good time. So when we were last in Black and White and last in Kanto, we stopped on the last episode we put out from Black and White was Iris and Excadrill against the Dragon Buster, which was the episode about Iris fighting that trainer who wanted to defeat Dragon Pokemon because of how she was treated when she went to the Dragon Camp. And then we also have episode 99 called Tracy Gets Bugged, and that's the one where Tracy gets his Scyther, and we found out that his Scyther is still up and running in the latest episode of Pokemon. So Scyther never evolved, which I'm shocked.
Right.
I'm really shocked that it hasn't evolved, but yeah, he still has his Scyther. So the next episodes that we will be doing, I can actually pull this up now. So episode 100 is, let's see, a way off day off. It says, deciding to take a break on a nearby island, Ash and his friends and all of their Pokemon just use the time to relax and get better acquainted. However, Team Rocket has other plans for the Pokemon and intend to steal them.
Oh-ho.
Oh. So, sounds like a filler episode. I'm sure it really does. I'm not going to be surprised if it is, but so that's the next Kanto episode. And then for Black and White, let's see. So we are right here. Okay, gotta catch a Roggenrola. It says, while the gang enjoys lunch, they are interrupted by a Roggenrola landing on their lunch table. Ash decides he wants to capture it for the energy and spunk it has. So it looks like Ash is getting ready to catch a Roggenrola in that next episode. So I'm gonna throw this over to you, and we've never done this on air, but showing both of these episodes, which one should we start with coming back? Do we start with Black and White, or do we go to episode 100 for the originals, Doug?
Well, considering that your first reaction to the description of the Kanto episode was, that's a filler.
It literally says that Ash is enjoying a day off.
Yeah. So I think just for the sake of getting back into the swing of things, I think we should take a look at Ash, or rather, gotta catch a Roggenrola, because at least that sounds like there's going to be some stakes. And we'll probably get a few decent action sequences. And hopefully somebody catches something.
Awesome. Okay. I am down. So that's what we will do. So starting next week, everybody, when we're back into the swing of things, we will be going over Black and White first. And then we will be transitioning back and forth between the Black and White and the Orange Islands. We are getting close to the Johto journeys for the originals. So
now, if I remember correctly, and I'll have to look it up on my own time, but I think the Johto journeys was kind of a banger theme song.
Yes. Well, a little bit. It's the one that goes, it's a whole new world.
Yep. a little bit of a banger, yeah.
A little bit. And that's where we get Cyndaquil, Totodile, and Chikorita, and Heracross. So those are those episodes.
That might be my favorite starter generation. Maybe.
Maybe? Okay.
Maybe.
So, yes.
I mean, I've got a soft spot for Totodile in specific. Cuz that was the gold and silver generation.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah.
So, we will be getting into that pretty soon, and I can actually, so we don't have many episodes left. The Johto Journeys actually starts on episode 119, Doug, and we're getting ready to do episode 100. So we literally have 20 episodes left of the Orange Islands, and we'll be right on over into the Johto Journeys.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, all right. But other than that, do you have anything else Pokemon wise that you would like to talk about on this Poke Break episode, Doug?
You know what? No, I don't believe so. This is for the first time since we started the podcast, I've been kind of keeping an eye on the counter. And I mean, we're at around, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, we had no set length.
No.
This was probably going to be the shortest one just because, you know, we didn't really have much of an outline.
That is true. Actually, I do want to get into something real quick.
Okay.
Something that kind of just bugged me real quick. Team Rocket in these last few episodes, we had a slight feel good moment with them, but I was really, really let down that we did not get an episode where they actually got Pikachu and maybe made that a two-part episode for whatever reason on to will Ash actually get his Pikachu back. I mean, we all know he would, but just the fact that Team Rocket did not accomplish their goal in getting Pikachu and getting it over to Giovanni at all and just having Giovanni shit all over and just say, what do I want a Pikachu for?
At this point, what do I want that specific Pikachu for?
And they could have been like, well, this is the championship Pikachu. This Pikachu won the one against Leon. It defeated a Charizard. So I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
maybe I'm being too picky, but I think there was so much that they could have gained from that.
No, and I mean, there's something to be said about, you know, episodes that end kind of a cliffhanger. Like, there's, I believe it's the episode after they drop off Brock, where they're in the plane and trying to think, is Jigglypuff on board? And they fall asleep and they're about to crash and they're like, what's going to happen? And then,
yep.
Like, there's, I believe it's like Scare in the Air. I believe, isn't Pokemon Island a two-parter?
Yeah. Island of the Giant Pokemon? No, that was a one episode. I mean, technically, because they did the episode with the Saint Anne. So, I mean, if you want to tie it into that, because that's where the Gyarados did their whole thing with the tornado and the Pokemon kind of went one way and the humans went another way and they landed on the island and they had to fight.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've done that a few times. And I mean, I understand they can't be pulling that out like they can't be having a cliffhanger every 10 episodes because that would get old.
Yeah.
But they don't use that tactic too much.
They don't. And that's what I was really, really, really hoping that at some point we were going to get Team Rocket. I mean, I know they got their episode and we got all of their Pokemon back, but they brought back Pidgeotto. I mean, you're telling me they couldn't bring back Arbok and Weezing out of nowhere?
They got the briefest of mentions.
Yes. I mean, they got a memory in the episode. So, I don't know. I mean, we didn't get an Arbok Weezing. We didn't get a Victory Bell. We didn't get any of that. I mean, we only got their newest Pokemon that they did not, like, give up. But Ash's Pokemon came back to them. Why didn't Team Rocket's?
Because they're the baddies. They don't deserve to be happy.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, they have a good heart, though. Team Rocket, Team Rocket, and I think Ash and Team Rocket kind of have that bond now, where Ash is like, okay, well, maybe it's weird to not have Team Rocket around for 3 days. Well, we need to Thundershock them and get them to go flying away somewhere.
And they're so easy to just do that. It almost feels like trolling at that point.
Yeah. So, but I mean, but
yeah, and I mean, they could have, like, because I'm sitting here kind of rolling through the episodes, and they spent one episode trying to get a Whalmer unstuck from a cave.
That was still a funny episode.
Well, it was funny, but what did it accomplish?
Absolutely nothing. It was filler.
Right.
It was Ash. It was episode 100. Ash is taking a day off.
How are you going to put that in the description? Oh, he's taking a day off. Well, goddamn it.
And Team Rocket is going to try to get Pikachu. Will they get Pikachu, everybody?
Probably not. A little bit of a spoiler.
So, but yeah, no, but to put a cap on everything, and I'm sure you kind of feel the same way, Doug, these 11 episodes, they were good episodes. It was a nice little send-off for Ash. I thoroughly enjoyed the last one. I did like that two-parter that they did without calling it a two-parter, even though the episodes flowed one in after another. And having Latias and Latios, seeing them, kind of disappointed Ash didn't get one of them. But it is what it is. Well, what are your thoughts on having Latias in every single episode and he didn't catch that son of a bitch?
Yeah. Well, say he catches him, but Ash is walking away. So, I mean, we might see Latias or Latios infrequently, you know, whenever we decide we need to pull Ash out for an emergency. So it's not like,
I mean, come on. I mean, they had Go. I mean, you remember Go, right? They had Go catch a Suicune. He has a fucking Suicune from the last series.
True. I mean, but I don't think the journey for Ash through these last 11, I don't think it was about him adding new friends. I think it was about him, like, reconnecting and tying up loose ends.
It was.
He wasn't really going out there trying to catch. If he was going out there trying to catch, he wouldn't have spent episodes trying to get Whalmers unstuck and, you know, giving a Wild Timber his confidence back.
Yeah.
Or Bear Tick, rather.
You're right. You are right. I mean, he did do all that. I mean, I forgot about the whole Bear Tick episode. But yeah, he did do all that, and he helped, and he slept, and he slept, and then he and then he woke up, and he helped Professor Oak at his lab, and then he slept, and he ate a lot of food, and just
that last episode. If you think about it, and you start picking at nits, he didn't do too much.
No, he didn't. which is what made the episode great. I mean, he didn't do too much. Gary was there very, very shortly. We did get Tracy in the episode. Like, hey, this is the person. You know what would have been great? Would be Tracy and Brock in the same frame. Hey, I heard you were the one that went and tried to replace me and take my job. Yeah, well, I didn't do a good enough job, so they stuck me with the professor, and then they brought you back.
Right.
So.
All right. Hey, I hear you're the pervert. Yeah, well, I hear you're the pervert who draws.
Touche. Do you think you can make me a nice picture of Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny?
Which one? I've got thousands.
Yeah, I have a whole notebook.
Notebooks.
So, hey, I even have some of Professor Ivy. Oh, we don't talk about
it. Oh.
So,
gets all serious.
Yeah. But, okay. I think this episode's pretty good. Doug, you say you didn't really have too much else to really talk about in this episode?
Yeah, well, I said that, and then we went on for another 15 minutes, so yeah. I don't really... but no, I think, you know, like we said, this is going to be like a monthly thing. you know, I mean, I think this kind of locks it in, because like we'll go from this point and then we'll do another 4 weeks or so, maybe more if we get on a heater with episodes. Like, oh, we're supposed to do the recap, we're supposed to do the break next week, but this episode's coming up.
Yep.
And maybe we'll still stick to it, because maybe that way we can hype it during the break, and then that way we make sure y'all come back.
Yes, please come back, everybody. We love you. We love every single one of you. And thank you for following us, and tell your friends, everybody. Get the word out about the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. Yes, it's not for everybody. Yes, we curse every now and then. We do have potty mouths every now and then. But get the word out there. Let everybody know about us. Leave those nice 5-star reviews that we like reading about on iTunes and Google. Just do all of the above. And if you're feeling froggy, jump onto our Patreon at patreon.com/everypokemon and become a subscriber.
Yes.
And you will get episodes a month in advance. So go ahead and try it out and see if you like it, everybody. But other than that,
we guarantee that you will.
Yes. So other than that, Doug, I think it's time to start winding down. So go ahead and say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you we are back to our normal broadcasting schedule next week with Black and White. And we will see you again. Have a good night, everybody.